This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is a great nation, despite the fact that the people of America are greatly disillusioned with our leading institutions. They're deeply disillusioned with the institution of organized religion. How do we know that? We've been talking about people leaving churches, leaving synagogues, leaving any kind of religious organization. That's been going on for a while. We talked about the Great De-Churching. That's the name of a new book. They are disillusioned with education. There's a brand new poll that we will get to that suggests that Americans have the lowest rating for education in terms of their satisfaction with the way their kids are being schooled. It's reached an all-time record low. And then, of course, you have the description that politics, where a total of 5% of Americans say that our political system is functioning either very well or extremely well. That's 5% who think that. And then meanwhile, we also talked about a poll that was taken asking people to find one word that describes the political situation in the country right now. And the words that people chose were divisive, messy, corrupt, bad, polarized, crazy, dysfunctional, disgusting. We will get to all of that and to Jason Rance, who has written a new book, which is about the destruction of American cities. Why is that happening in city after city after city? What he says is it's because of progressive governments that have come to power in those cities. We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Tim in Tacoma, you have a one-word reaction to describe the current state of politics. What's the word?
Yep, my word is fixed. I believe that things are fixed as they stand currently. After the last election and what occurred with you know, Trump's election and how he was obviously winning the election and then went to bed and things just went south. And obviously he won by razor thin numbers in some of these very important states that can go either way. Just so happens, razor thin numbers. And to see videos of, you know, well, pipes bursting, people leaving, and then you see these people pulling out suitcases of votes, and then they go and they start running them off as the Republican they're just running off all these votes. And this was on video.
Well, one of the things that I think you'll be able to see here, and again, I would just urge you to look at some of the fact-checking on this, because that whole story about the suitcase full of votes is completely discredited. It didn't happen. And here, Tim, is something else to keep in mind. You talked about the razor-thin margins. Biden won by much bigger margins in state after state, these swing states, than Trump did in 2016. For instance, the one that sticks in my mind is Trump won in 2016 in the state of Michigan, which is 16 electoral votes, which is a key state. Trump carried it. He carried it by 10,000 votes. Biden carried the state of Michigan by 150,000 votes. So the question that I would put to you is, why would it be that so many Republicans and Republican secretaries of state and Republican voting officials, if they were involved with this fix, why would Republicans go along with stealing the election away from President Trump?
That's a great question, because in my mind, I believe that both sides are just as guilty, you know.
Okay, well, focus for a minute on Brad Raffensperger, who is the Secretary of State of the state of Georgia, who was the one who certified Biden's win in Georgia by about 12,000 votes. And by the way, right after that, literally a couple of weeks after that, it was 4 weeks after that election, the two Republican senators both lost in Georgia by similar close margins to the way President Trump lost. Do you think that that was also fixed?
Well, apparently not. But I think that both sides are just as guilty, because that money plays a big part in this. And, you know, the swamp is all made up of Republicans and Democrats, and the whole Washington, D.C. is, I think that if you're elected, that, you know, look at the guy who was elected that can't even talk. What's his name?
John Fetterman.
To talk.
John Fetterman. You mean from Pennsylvania, who suffered a stroke?
Yeah, poor guy. But how can, you know, what is up with that? You know, I just can't believe
he was running against Dr. Oz. You remember he was running against Dr. Oz? And a lot of people felt that Dr. Oz wasn't really qualified in politics. John Fetterman was the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania beforehand. Tim, I appreciate your call, and you're bringing up John Fetterman. He just had the best comment that I think he's ever been associated with. I mean, I hate to honor John Fetterman, because I think he's awful. I think he's a disgrace to the Senate. And he addressed the question of the dress code. He says, if those jagoffs in the House stop trying to shut our government down and fully support Ukraine, then I will save democracy by wearing a suit on the Senate floor next week. There's a deal that's ready to be made. I do think that there appears to be a something of a tidal wave of sentiment in favor of returning the dress code. There's also a tidal wave in favor of better candidates. A very quick comment from Chris Wallace on CNN. Listen, clip one.
Well, first of all, it's exactly what you would expect the Biden White House and the Biden campaign to say. They're not going to say, you know, it's time to panic. So obviously, you know, it's very much to their advantage to say, chill out. I have to say, and I've been around this town a long time, as you know, I don't know that I've ever seen such a disconnect between what the Democratic establishment is saying, what a party structure is saying, and what the mood seems to be among voters, because you keep hearing this sense of, well, you know, Trump's going to be a real down, a real hindrance for Republicans. Abortion is a very strong issue now with the overturning of Roe for Democrats. But the fact is, when you ask the voters in poll after poll, the most recent poll, 2/3 of Democrats say that they would prefer to see somebody else as the Democratic nominee.
Okay, and what does that mean? Does that mean that there is a real chance for the no-labels third-party movement? There's some news regarding that coming up, plus the secrets behind the destruction of American cities. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Michael Medved Show. There is a great deal of discussion on the dress code issue. The Senator from Arizona, Mark Kelly, former astronaut. He's going to be involved in a three-way race, apparently. And that race, it increasingly looks as going to involve Kelly Lake, who was the defeated Republican governor, candidate for governor of Arizona. She would be running for the Senate against a Democratic congressman named Gallego and an independent U.S. Senator, former Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. So that should be interesting. Meanwhile, let us go to Susan in Tacoma, Washington. Susan, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hi. You'd asked the question about a singular word that describes our government. And what comes to mind to me, other than all the items or all the other words, were narcissistic. I think we've become a very narcissistic government and very narcissistic individuals. I believe in our government, the primary concern is not about the people, but my power, my legacy as a president. As individuals, it's my feelings, it's my debt, my gender. Everything is about me, as opposed to us globally.
Well, this is actually something Chris Christie was talking about this recently, and you could say that he's as guilty of this as anybody else, but I don't believe that to be true. He was a pretty good governor of New Jersey for two terms. But in terms of what you're saying, Susan, I think what you're speaking for a lot of people. Do you, as you follow politics, do you notice any exceptions to that? People who put the Constitution, who put the country, who put the national welfare above their own careers? Some people you admire from American politics?
I do follow politics closely. And is there a singular person? You know, honestly, at this time, I can't say if there's one person who comes to mind that I believe truly and fully and wholeheartedly puts the country above everything else. I see people that have represented patriotism, which calls to me, or a higher person in your life, a God, that calls to me. But the complete package, I think it's been a long time since I've seen that, but I see, you know, little spurts from some individuals. But no, there isn't any one particular person that comes to mind where I feel that they truly have, you know, their interests go well beyond themselves. You know, I happen to support Trump in a lot of areas, but he himself is also extremely narcissistic. But I very much admire, you know, his passion and his patriotism.
Right.
But I very much am disappointed by the narcissism.
The one thing that I would say to you is I honestly believe, and there are two things. First of all, my knowledge of politics and politicians is I think most people are not in it for their own benefit or for their own ego. Most people do want to serve the country. And that's people on both sides. The second thing I would argue is that you will be more successful in politics. It will be more constructive if you assume that about your colleagues and even your adversaries. Now, again, there's some people, including some people who get a tremendous amount of attention, where honestly I do believe it's an ego-driven thing, and I'll give you two good examples. They both happen to be women, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who just the press just seems to love her. She has a kind of movie star aspirations, you could say. And then on the other side, Marjorie Taylor Greene, or Lauren Boebert, for that matter. I think that those are people who may not be motivated by the highest forms of dedication. But most people are, which is why part of what it just seems to me is so necessary in our politics is getting away from the idea that the other side is really out to destroy or harm the country. Appreciate your call. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Jake Tapper was on the air asking Senator Mark Kelly, a senator from Arizona, and again, a former astronaut. We're going to be speaking to another former astronaut, Jose Hernandez. Yes, we had an astronaut named Jose Hernandez. We'll be speaking to him about the new movie about his life and his transition from migrant farm worker to outer space. We'll be getting to that. First off, Jake Tapper asking about the explosive dress code issue, speaking to Senator Mark Kelly on CNN. Listen.
I wondered what you thought of Schumer changing the Senate dress code. It will accommodate the what can perhaps best be called the broski takes the garbage to the curb on Sundays outfits that Senator Fetterman from my beloved Commonwealth of Pennsylvania favors. Do you like these more casual looks? Should they be allowed on the Senate floor?
I don't like it, and I think it would have been better if we had a discussion about it ahead of time.
So they can have an extensive debate, it seems to me, because they didn't spend any time dealing with the crisis in Ukraine, which is a real crisis, and the Senate actually did better than the House. They met with President Zelensky, who was visiting Washington. Also, a few hours ago, President Biden met with President and Mrs. Olena Zelensky in the White House. Coming up, we're going to be speaking about an explosive new book. It's a book called What's Killing America? Inside the Radical Left's Tragic Destruction of Our Cities. That title, of course, implies that the destruction is already accomplished, that it's finished, that it's over. Not so much. Jason Rance, who wrote this book, actually grabs attention by talking about what can be done differently and to rebuild rather than destroy. We'll be right back with What's Killing America and the Destruction of Our Cities. That coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I consider myself a liberal. Your show is very entertaining.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. A charter bus carrying a high school marching band has been involved in a crash. The incident happened about 70 miles north of New York City, where the bus carrying the Farmingdale High School marching band from Long Island rolled down an embankment. There were more than 50 people on board, and multiple injuries have been reported. For the second time this week, House Republicans face a setback in their efforts to push through a defense funding bill. Six conservative Republicans sided with Democrats, causing a defeat in today's procedural vote. Here's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I know it's an obstacle, but I find it as a challenge, and we're going to solve it.
The conservative faction's opposition stems from their insistence on more substantial spending reductions. Week 3 of the NFL season kicks off in the Bay Area tonight as the San Francisco 49ers host the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football. The Niners have won an impressive 12 consecutive regular season games. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, there is a brand new book. It's actually so new that it isn't even released yet, not officially, though you can still order one right now. It's a book by somebody who is very well known to most of my audience, Jason Rance, who does the show right here on KTTH right after me. He is a trusted journalist and frequent Fox News guest, as it says on the back of his book, unafraid to go directly into the action. Jason, congratulations on What's Killing America.
Thank you so much. It was an interesting process to write this thing.
I can imagine. It's always a different kind of thing when you're on the air every day, and you're also trying to write a book that is on a more specific topic. Your topic is not all about crime, though crime plays a very big role in it. It's partially, well, it's entirely about dysfunction. That sense that people have that things are just screwed up.
And they're right, because there are lots of things screwed up across a whole different variety of issues. And the theme for me as I was writing this book and I was sort of conceptualizing where I wanted to go, because like so many other people, yes, I recognize, well, this doesn't feel right. This clearly isn't right. It's that there are policy decisions that are being made, strategies that are being adopted, initiatives that are being put in place that are directly responsible for a huge portion of the dysfunction, whether it's crime, homelessness, and housing, whether it's education, immigration. You can connect the dots to very specific policies and worldviews. And once you're able to get rid of those, reverse course, well, then we'll start to see some positiveness or positivity.
So what you're talking about is changing minds.
Changing minds, and really not even just changing minds. You have to be aware of what is going on. I don't think most people can pinpoint what is actually the matter. You and I can, people who are listening to talk radio can to a point, but the vast majority of folks, they don't know what's going on in the world of politics, not to the extent that people who get paid to study this will actually know, because everyone has lives. And so if I went outside, for example, and I asked someone, what is housing first or what is harm reduction? They would have no clue what it is I'm talking about. And yet, both of those policies, those strategies, are responsible for a huge portion of why we have a homelessness crisis that we have and why we have a drug crisis. And when you go city to city, Democrat-run cities, and unfortunately now it's been expanded well outside of that, the same policies are in play, and people don't realize it.
Well, basically what you're talking about is not just a situation where problems emerged, but where the strategies that are meant to cope with those problems, take, for instance, the problem of homelessness, actually make the situation worse. They encourage more people to live on the streets, to to set up their solar receptors so they can get all kinds of things to power their video games.
Yeah, they're being enabled. And when you enable people who, in some cases, have lost all hope of ever getting back on the right path, in other cases, dealing with mental health issues or a drug addiction, of course, they're going to lean into that, and the situation will get worse. You don't even need, in some cases, innovative policies to address some of these crises. You just do what used to work, and we just stop doing them.
Looking at your book, What's Killing America, let me explain to people, this is not a conspiratorial book.
Nope.
It is not arguing that there is a certain group of people who are working for some foreign power or working for some alien ideology who are determined to ruin the quality of life around us. So if this is not intentional, what is the core mistake that is empowering all of this negativity?
The subtitle of the book focuses on the radical left. Not Democrats, but the radical left. I think Republican, Democrat, Independents view generally these topics in very similar ways. We maybe have disagreements on how to get to a solution. But when you think about things in extremist views, they have an ideological blindness. And in some cases, they don't truly even see what's going on. They're blinded by their ideology. In other cases, I do legitimately think that they believe there's going to be short-term pain for long-term gain. That if you do this policy, sure, unfortunately, we're going to have some criminals who are released from jail too early, or housing costs are going to go through the roof, but give it a few years, if we truly give it our all, we'll actually get to a point where things will even out and things will be for the better. I don't trust their end goal. I don't think that's actually attainable, certainly not the way that they're going about things. So when you've got these kinds of people in power, while at the exact same time you don't have a population that truly understands who these people are, what makes them tick, why they're doing what they're doing, it's just a horrible recipe for the disaster that we've seen everywhere from Seattle to Portland, San Francisco, L.A., and that's just the West Coast. You go into the East Coast, you go into Chicago, you go into Atlanta. Things are not going well.
And yeah,
I'm sick and tired of people telling me that that's not the case, that everything is fine. It's driving me nuts.
But I'll tell you, Chicago is a fascinating example.
Yes.
Because they got rid of Lori Lightfoot. She lost in the primary. She lost the general election. And she was very far on the left. She was the first lesbian black mayor of Chicago. But
great accomplishment.
She's been replaced by somebody who's far more to the radical left than she is.
Absolutely. And how was he speaking? He was speaking in progressive keywords that sound great on paper, maybe sound great when you give it in a speech, but the end result of the policies that they're actually forwarding hurt the city. And unless you are in tune to those kinds of keywords and that radical thought process that they all go through, you're going to be fooled. It's really easy to be fooled into that. So what's Killing America dives into the language that the left uses. When you control the language, you control the debate.
What's an example of a buzzword for the left that is misused prodigiously and in a profligate way?
They do this city to city, housing first. This is my favorite example. They tell you the whole goal of ending homelessness is to get them into a home first and foremost. And then we go about attacking the reason why they're homeless to begin with. Except housing first as a concept does not work. And there have been progressives who oddly point to Salt Lake City. And they say Salt Lake City did this for a number of years and they got to functional zero when it came to homelessness. That's what Salt Lake City leaders said. That wasn't the case. They were misusing the term when they said that we got to functional zero. They were looking at a very specific and small group of homeless every single year. Since they implemented that policy and told us that it was a success, homelessness has gotten worse. It's never been worse over just the course of the last few years. But it wasn't due to COVID. It was due to this idea that we're just going to put people into homes. But when you put people into housing without addressing the underlying cause, without having any condition on getting that subsidized housing, they don't get better.
What's the best way to address the underlying cause on, for instance, the issue of homelessness?
Carrot and stick approach works wherever it has been used. So you simply say, if the underlying reason for your homelessness is drug addiction, and that drug addiction is leading to crime and whatnot, you get treatment or you go to jail if you're breaking the law. It's that simple. Now, are they going to stay in jail for a very long time? No, they're not. But guess what? That officer will be out there tomorrow and engage with that same person yet again and say, look, I'm going to be here every single day. You can take one of two paths. You can go to jail again, or you can go into this treatment that we're going to provide. We don't put enough resources into that. Marysville, the city here in Washington State, which is actually one of the cities that gets a lot of attention in my book, especially on this topic, they have in their city jail a detox facility and social workers. And so now they're doing a three strikes policy with some kinds of crime that are driven by
what happened to those three strikes laws? Stay with us. We're going to continue the conversation about What's Killing America, the brand new book released coming up next week by Jason Rantz. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Michael Medved Show, Jason Rantz asks a very important question, what's killing America? And then he gives some answers inside the radical left's tragic destruction of our cities. And one of the issues we were talking about during the break, and I think it's a tremendously important issue when it comes to the way it impacts people's lives and their sense of well-being, has to do with our system of education. There's a new headline that there is a Gallup poll that was just taken about satisfaction in the U.S. concerning K-12 education, which everybody participates in. We have compulsory education. You have to. And the satisfaction in the U.S. has tied a record low. 36% say they're satisfied with U.S. K-12 education quality, matching the record low in 2000, which is, I mean, it's 23 years ago. I mean, I don't know, 2000, it was before September 11th. Who knows? I mean, the dissatisfaction with education is fascinating because if you look in depth in this Gallup poll, they also then asked K-12 parents, are you satisfied with your own children's education? And 76% of K-12 parents said they're satisfied with their own kids. Okay, what is it about America? Because the same thing is true. I've seen polls about medical care. Mm-hmm. When people are asked about the level of medical care in the United States, they think it's terrible, it's horrible. There's a general sense of the world sucks, but I'm doing fine.
There is a very clear disconnect, and I would argue that in a case of education, they just don't think that what they're upset with at other schools is happening in the classroom of their own kids. And hate to break it to you, it almost certainly is. Depending on where it is you live, you're already getting this kind of left-wing bias that is very clearly established in schools. And that's being done with intent. When you get kids early on to adopt a worldview, it's much easier for you to enact some sort of societal change down the line. There's not some like group that gets together and says, let's plot to do this. It's just a natural sort of inclination. And
we certainly see this. Do you think that when people express their dissatisfaction with education, it's mostly because the worldview is being inculcated? Or is it simply because their kids are coming out not able to read well, to do simple arithmetic, to be educated and prepared for the world at large?
It's both, because they're connected. The reason why they're coming out of their classrooms not understanding basic math or history is because the time that is being spent in the classroom has nothing to do with those very basic topics. This is about, again, bringing in something about gender identity and pushing this on children, where parents just instinctively say, regardless of, by the way, how they feel about that issue themselves, like, okay, my kid is 7 years old. Or my kid's 12. They don't really need to get hit with this over the head. And I think perfect examples that I cover in What's Killing America, one is in San Francisco, of course. Now, a lot of people probably know the big picture reason why we saw people push back and say, we don't want these school board directors here anymore. They are not focused on the right thing. But when I took a dive into the real reasons behind their anger and what the numbers actually said, your mind gets blown. And there's so many other examples, including in Virginia, where parents have gotten together. And usually it's been Asian American parents who have gotten together and said, we expect better for our children. And they were the ones who really inspired a lot of folks in communities. Everyone knows what's going on in Loudoun. Push that aside, there are so many other really successful stories that I think are inspirational that people can learn from and say, hey, this is what we can do if we actually get engaged and we get just a little bit organized. You don't have to spend all that much time. It's a commitment. But when we're talking about kids, I feel like parents are willing to take that on.
Right now, there's a growing movement of people, and it involves some people on the left as well as people on the right, to try to emphasize the teaching of civics, the idea that most American kids could not possibly pass a citizenship exam, which asks you how many branches of government there are, how long does a senator serve for. It's basic stuff that voters should be prepared to know. There's some feeling on the right that the idea of teaching civics more is just opening up to the left wing, the cultural left, this idea of not teaching people skills as much as teaching people a point of view, which I think is probably not going to be a conservative point of view if it's taught civics in public schools. Where do you come down?
Civics is a great idea if taught by the right person. And that's where it comes down to. I think conservative critics are rightly concerned. I would not trust the average educator in Seattle, for example, or Portland or San Francisco still, to instill those values in kids, even though it should be just as basic as, well, how long does a senator actually serve? It's not only going to be that.
Well, you single out, of course, Portland and Seattle, and that's partially where we live, but it's also... Isn't it true that when you're talking about teachers as a class of people, you'll get a lot of these same attitudes in Houston and in Dallas and in Fort Worth and
100%.
In San Antonio?
Yeah, I cover that in the book, and I tell people, often even on my own radio show, you know, bad policies or bad educators or bad activists, they don't stay in Seattle. It's not Las Vegas. They have a tendency to spread. And there were so many stories, particularly in the chapter on education, in which I go into red cities in Missouri and in Iowa where this stuff has been popping up, Florida, for example, as well, where there clearly is this spread that people just do not think is going to come into their own communities. And oftentimes, when they realize it has, it's already too late.
So for many, many issues, conservatives tend to instinctively say, well, this has to be less federalized. It has to be less centralized. You need more of the traditional federalism where the people in a given state or a given locality can make their own decisions rather than having everything imposed by the federal government. Why is that not an adequate response, even though it could be part of an adequate response to what you're talking about and who's killing our cities, who's killing America?
Yeah, I mean, it could be, and it is a part of it. The problem is Let's just, again, looking at education, you've got the teachers' unions there, and that is not something that is just inherently localized. It's in part localized, but it's still being driven by an agenda that is nationwide. And so,
yeah. Randy Weingarten.
Exactly. You can't just completely separate that out from local control. Right now, you very clearly do have parental groups all across the country who are not all conservatives, by the way, who are stepping forward and saying, yeah, I've come to this realization that we really do need to have more control over what's going on in our classrooms. And they learned this because of what happened during COVID, where their kid was on the laptop in the living room or at the dining room table, and mom or dad was in the other room, and they were overhearing, like, what did my kid's teacher just say? What's going on in there? That's when they really decided to get more involved, and that was the only positive around education that came out of remote learning, was parents learned what was going on in the classroom.
Okay, in terms of what's killing America, you not only talk about problems, you talk about solutions. What are the two most important solutions to which you would give priority?
I would give priority to engaging in everyday political discussions at the local level. We cede way too much power to professional activists who will show up to that meeting on Tuesday at 11 a.m. It is really difficult. You guys have families, you've got jobs, but unless we're willing to make some sacrifices and be strategic about it in your own family, you're not really going to see any solutions. And number two, pushing out anyone who is ideologically driven to the point where they do not even engage in any conversations. The folks who are ideological, and that is true on the right as well.
You mean pushing them out?
Out of office.
De-electing
them. You are no longer going to represent me. And the only way you can get to that point is to truly understand the way they talk, the way they think, why they do what they do. And that's why I wrote What's Killing America.
Okay, why do they do what they do?
Because they are driven by an ideology that they truly believe is going to be beneficial to their community or to this country. They have not come to the realization that what it is they believe does not actually benefit anyone because they are so ideologically driven. We have people like this on the right as well who just do not diverge from this one path. That's not how you're supposed to rule any community, run any community, run any agency. You have to be able to be a little bit flexible and look at the reaction, the consequences on the ground. If you're unwilling to do that, you should be nowhere near a position of power.
Well, there's a great phrase. Maybe it's the title for your next book. What works? Trying to figure out what works is the best way to help this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.